this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills.
Episode 48.
You have a 48 and I don't have a 48.
Well, here's the thing, because I noticed last week I jumped right on top of Chris Cooley.
Oh yeah, you did.
And I could, you were like, oh damn, I had that one in the chamber.
Right.
There's another Redskin that I was thinking. I mean, 48's not that popular number. I'll give you a hint. Them that's not. He also played for Carolina.
Steven Davis.
Yeah. Okay. Well done.
Ayo.
You got
it
before
me. I feel like I just won a cookie.
You got into Steven Davis before I did.
I did.
Ayo. Yeah, when you were talking about white football players you were going to jump all over and on top of, I thought you were going to go with Moose Johnston.
Who are you?
You don't want to know how Moose Johnston got his nickname.
Like the more vanilla version of Troy Aikman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
he's like a short Troy Aikman.
Yeah. You know? It's like all-American white dude. And it's like, well, we got another one. He's even crazier. Mm-hmm. 48 Steven Davis episode. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I wanted to announce our sponsor for today. We're actually sponsored by the commercials that are played during soccer games.
Kind of killing me.
Which means we are not actually sponsored, but I am in heaven because the 2014 World Cup has officially begun.
Y'all must be kidding me.
So Cole and I had a little funny exchange today on the internet because Cole had posted some anti-soccer trolling message on Facebook. And someone was like, go ahead. What was the message?
Let me pull it up here. Not that I don't check my Facebook profile 83,000 times a day.
Actually, that's a good question. How many times do you check your Facebook profile?
It depends what I have going on. Like, there's stuff I'll throw up there. I'm like, I know what this is going to do. When I try something new in terms of just like making people pay attention to my page, that's when I'll check it. Like, did that work or not?
Okay.
Here was what I said. My feelings regarding the World Cup. If I wanted to watch a bunch of people pretending to be hurt while rarely scoring as an audience yells racist chants, I'd bounce around Facebook.
All right.
Now, which I actually thought it was a nice zing. It's a nice zing.
That's a good zing.
It hits hard, you know, like when you read it. But it was the kind of thing, too. And as Chuck and I were discussing before we got into in the lovely Haleo Studios, a little pre-pro, we were talking about where that comes from. And for me, it's more, it's not that I have an issue with like that it's European or that it's not basketball. You know, I'm just, I don't like it as a sport. I think it's just not for me. I have more apathy towards it than anything else. But I know that talking shit about it, like, it's going to get people riled up. And not like, I'm not like, black people are terrible. Like, no one wants to be that
Isolate that.
Yo, you know what I mean?
Getting added to
well, we know the white people are the problem.
We all know that.
No need to isolate that.
Hey, yo, fuck this. So, as I was saying, it just, I threw it up there. I was like, I knew Chuck would shaking his fist at me, fucking.
So, what's your response?
So, somebody responded and said, it's, you know, it must be weird because all you do is actually watch the sport as opposed to more commercials than game time or right. something to that extent, you know, which is a fair jab because
it's
we all know that in a 3-hour football game, you watch like 15 minutes of football. And football is like my favorite sport, you know, like if it's not number
well,
one,
wait,
it's
that
number two.
Or football? Are we talking football?
No, I think American football over just a regular soccer game is my favorite sport. I think I like the World Cup more than I like the Super Bowl or the NFL playoffs, but that's. The World Cup is a small slice of the pie of what you get as a soccer fan. I mean, there's like other leagues to watch and all that. I mean, if every other country was good in football, like American football, then I'd be more excited when the U.S. was playing Germany in American football than I would watching the Giants play the Redskins, who the very next year, the Redskins quarterback could be the Giants quarterback. Like, there's not a lot of pride in what your team is. There is within the fans, but like the Seinfeld joke, you know, you're rooting for laundry. Whereas I know, like, Tim Howard's not going to decide he's from Algeria next year, you know, and like become their goalie.
That's an excellent point. I've never thought of that. I mean, that does bother me now. About, not bother me, I get it. But I used to love as a kid, like, seeing the same person on the same team for a decade.
You don't get that anymore.
But it, from what Chuck's saying, you do get that in soccer?
For international soccer, yeah. Once you played one real game for your team, then you can't switch. So even guys that are born, let's say you're like half Mexican and half American, you can practice, you can even play in a friendly. But once you register in a real game once, that's it.
You're talking about the World Cup, not like league
play. For the World Cup.
Okay. Mm. It's kind of like the Olympics, right?
Exactly.
But just for soccer.
Exactly.
I get paid in Italy, I play for China. Fuck it.
Did you guys watch the John Oliver roast of FIFA?
No. Sounds like it'd be right up my alley, though.
Have either of you guys been watching John Oliver? At all?
No.
They did a good job of promoting it. It's on at a very odd time.
It's definitely on at an odd time. He's on fire, though.
Yeah, he's dope.
The ads are great. The one where he's like, we'll cover it on Sunday. They're like, if the stock market crashes on a Monday, we'll cover it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, actually.
Definitely. Shout out
to
John.
He tweeted me earlier, at Chrome Bills,
right,
at C's Mikes, at Spoonie79. Is this 1979?
Since 1979.
Okay,
so to finish the World Cup thing. So someone wrote in and they said the thing about, they're like, yeah, you know, that's why you'd feel more American watching things that are mostly commercials. And Cole responded with something along the lines of like, well, that's what DVR is for. And I responded with,
Chuck made a good point though.
I responded with, if you have to use DVR to defend this argument, then we both know you already lost.
Ooh. Now, here's the thing. When I read that, I was like, that's a very good point. But I think it does ignore the point that I was making. It's not like you can't create a technology that eradicates what I don't like about this, and that's the game itself. Whereas, like, there's Red Zone, you know, like, I've watched games with Chuck on DVR.
You might actually like DVR through soccer. You could probably watch it at two times speed and be just as entertained.
That kind of evens the other argument. Wow. Wow.
What do you think it is about the game that you find so infuriating?
Well, here's the thing. I enjoy a high-scoring football game, 35-31. As physical as it's supposed to be and difficult, it's high-scoring. I also enjoy a game that ends like 10-9, you know, because I know the intricacies of the sport.
Okay.
But something needs to happen. During soccer, I'm like, yo, like something, like there needs to be a pass. That's the same reason I don't get into hockey, even like the playoffs. Every time the playoffs start, I'm like, oh, I should be more into this shit. 15 minutes into a nothing-nothing game, I'm like, I just can't do this anymore.
It's about, man, you don't get as many opportunities in hockey or in soccer. You know? It's about watching those opportunities and then watching it develop, and then when they finally actually freaking score, it's like trying to get laid for the first time.
Okay. Soccer is
that's an excellent yes, because you know how hard and how easy it is at the same time, right? Because I've watched enough soccer to know that a goal can be super fluky. So to go to Steve's metaphor, right, there's a virgin dude at a bar that just like cannot make it happen. There's some other dude that went out that night that isn't even looking for it,
and just 4-0.
It just fell into a four. It just took a four home, you know.
Well, okay, all right. Then let me flip the script in a little bit, because I think the easy question here would be to ask, "What do you like about it?" You guys have sort of just given. What do you like about basketball and football more than you like about soccer? Other than it's soccer, obviously.
I definitely will not put basketball above soccer. I'll put American football. I watch basketball because I played so much of it, and I feel like I understand the intricacies of basketball more than any other sport, except maybe hockey. That I I at least get that aspect of it. But you cannot make the argument that watching a basketball game without DVR is by yourself is good television. You have to be like on your phone as well, or doing something, or talking to friends, because they'll be like, yo, there's a foul. We took a timeout. Someone came down. There's a foul off the ball. Like, that's 5 minutes of your life where, like, no one even actually ran.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you, Steve. With your finely coiffed hair. First of all, we need to discuss, your hair looks amazing tonight, as always. Chuck.
Chuck's got glasses on. And what are you doing?
I'm wearing shoes when I usually wear flip-flops.
Yeah, I'm wearing shoes. Mm-hmm. We appreciate
things.
That.
Thank you. So, you were...
I was going to say that, you know, I thought basketball actually gives you the more bang for the buck.
Absolutely.
You get the teamwork, and then you get the payoff. You get the money shot. You know what I mean?
Yo, that'd be an ill, like, if you were watching a porn and during the money shot, it just, like, the sound clipped out and it was like...
and
but I feel like the fear of missing out factor in basketball is nothing. Because perfect example is that midway through this podcast, game four of the NBA Finals will start tonight. Yeah. When you get home and it's 29-27, you're not going to be like, yo, I have to know what happened and that made it 29-27.
Right.
Like, someone might be like, yo, you have to see this LeBron clip where he 360'd or something. Like, if one particular basket is nice, but you don't have to understand how all the points got there. If I come into a soccer game and I get to a bar and it's 25 minutes in and it's 1-0, I'm immediately on my phone like, yo, where's the video of the goal? Mm.
I feel like that's the baseball argument, though, you know, where, like, I'll keep up with games afterward. I would never watch a baseball game during the regular, unless I was there. But it's, I was like, if I can find out everything I needed to in, like, 2 seconds, I guess that's another thing. I like the emotional investment in what I have already with pro football and basketball. That's why I'm not more into college basketball. If I was as into college basketball as I was those two sports, I would never leave my house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You've already made the investment. You can't go add another thing.
Maybe that's what it is. Is it, like, soccer is, like, you know, calling out to me.
You're being close-minded.
I can't do it. I just don't have enough energy.
You don't have 1 month every 4 years? I mean, I'm with you. You, though, I make the same argument for college football because I know it's a great product. But I'm like, dude, it's on at the same time as pro football. If I'm going to spend, I have more that I want out of my life than watching sports. Hmm. So I'm not going to watch football all day Saturday and follow it up with watching football all day Sunday. Sure, if I'm out grabbing food on a Sunday at 6 o'clock or a Saturday at 6 o'clock, I go in a bar and it's the third quarter of like a fucking LSU game. Yeah, I'm going to get into it for a half an hour while I wait for my fucking curly fries to come out. Sure, why not?
Curly fries.
I think we just got a glimpse into Chuck's Saturdays.
Curly fries and no football. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, an album dropped this week, and I feel like be interested to see where his sort of career arc goes. Open Mike Eagle.
Yeah.
It might have dropped last week. But the album,
it was recent because I think I definitely checked for it. You know what? I did check for it last week, and it wasn't up yet. So
Mellow Music put it out, and I definitely, you know, was seeing a lot of stuff about it. Yeah.
Mellow Music is Odyssey's label?
Yes.
Okay.
So... I feel like seeing where he's going to go is going to be very interesting. You know, in terms of, like, we all remember when sort of Kendrick Lamar was like, holy shit, you know?
This guy's much older than Kendrick Lamar. Right?
But that's the thing is, I wonder, does he have the same kind of potential as he does in terms of audience?
I would say
and
no.
this is not a diss to Open Mike Eagle. I just think he's way too niche, like, kind of.
Why are you hating on him? No, I'm just kidding.
He kind of sounds kind of nerdy.
I feel you. I mean, that's why I was asking the question. Like, does he have?
I don't think that's going to translate to the mass.
Okay.
He's way too underground sounding. You know.
Yeah.
I like it though. I'm digging it. That last I forget what track we played off his last album, but I was really digging that.
Yeah.
Something about Tony Blair's.
I bet he doesn't like soccer because he sounds smart.
Oh, wow. Wow. One more thing on the soccer argument, before we move on. One more thing on the soccer argument before we move on, because I'm glad we already got 5 minutes in, which was all I dreamed for this podcast. So Michael Wilbon, right, has taken a strong opposition to the fact that the coach of the U.S. team has said that they don't have a chance to win the World Cup. And I want to say that for you, Cole, for you not knowing that much about the sport, it's one of those things where the best team usually wins. So I would compare it to how basketball is like a 7-game series. It's not like an upset sport like March Madness. You know, so, and the fact that you have to get out of a group, play everybody once, you can still advance if you lose once. Like, you're not going to catch somebody sleeping. So, if a team is ranked 14th, is seeded 14th, that's basically, like, is it weird if the Raptors, or, no, let's say the Atlanta Hawks had gone into the NBA playoffs and had been like, you know, we don't really have a chance at winning. Because the fact is, we all know that's not an outlandish thing for the coach to say. Like, Atlanta was, it wasn't going to be Atlanta and San Antonio right now.
Well, here's the thing, and this is why I dis, this is another thing for me to dislike about soccer, is that being the case, percentage-wise, if the chances, and you know me, I don't root for underdogs. I always want to see, like, in the Super Bowl, I want the team that won 14 games to beat the team that won 9. Like, that to me, that validates, like, watching all the games and being invested in it.
Whereas a place soccer, for everything, and everything in its place. Yes, go on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny it. It's ridiculous. It's, like, very rigid, but, you know, that's how my mind works. I want the rat in the maze, like, running into walls and shit, you know?
It's only fair.
So, but that being the case, like, with soccer, I'm like, then why would I get invested in watching the first, like, anything but the final? If it usually plays out, the better team wins.
Well, I think there's 5 or 6 teams that are in that discussion.
Well, how many teams are in the tournament?
That's a good
32.
Question.
I don't know. 32.
Okay.
32.
So basically, what is that? Almost a sixth of them don't have... there's only a six of them. 5-6 of the teams don't have a chance of winning.
Winning the entire thing, correct.
I mean, that sounds like a tremendous waste of time.
But if those teams were to win.
I'm hating. That's all it is.
I'm actually going to watch some soccer. was it the Olympics the last time that soccer was kind of big?
Yeah. Keep thinking. That it sounds like an awesome sport. You don't remember the last time it was popular?
Fuck it. It was fun. I watched a couple games. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was digging that there weren't fucking commercials. That was cool.
I think it was last World Cup because the games were on during work when you and I worked together and we used to watch games all the time.
If it was on an app, I definitely wasn't watching.
You're streaming it on your work computer.
Yo, are you eating clementines right now?
Sorry, I'm eating olives over here. I just finished my martini.
Okay.
That's dude. Wow.
Olives is a good move, man.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah. How'd you go about getting those?
Yo, what type of question is
well,
that?
I mean, like,
what kind of a question is that?
I want to get down.
Dude,
is
that a dig at my Italian heritage?
No.
Is that some sort of joke about how I pick olives?
Like, how did you get olives?
I went to a bar down in D.C. Uh-huh. on Saturday night. Okay. My friends, it's called All Souls. Uh-huh. Great bar down in D.C. Dave Bautista and Mike D, they worked there. I ordered olives. Like, they had olives as an appetizer. I ate the whole thing, like, as I had, like, 2 vodka and sodas.
That's nice.
So I'm not tripping on that, but I want to know, like, that's just some shit you had at the crib and you're snacking on them?
No, they were in the bottom of my drink. I got, I mean, keep in mind who you're dealing with. I went and got olives so I could make martinis.
Wow. That's, yeah.
And to show you how into it I am, I'm out of olive juice before there's a bunch of dry olives in this thing now because I've used all the juice making drinks.
That's like buying a card and flowers. Like, you know, like you're really like when you want to make a point,
he takes it in.
Taking it that extra step.
Right.
I got nothing but respect for that. Olives are good for the soul.
That's I was going to say, a girl's best friend. Yo, quick errors and omissions. We were talking about the Fat Lip album, and I said it was produced by Eddie Crack. And I continued to say Eddie Crack, and Steve Jarek responded with, "Where's the K?" At which point I said they're using the C, because I was thinking about the beginning of crack and not the end of crack. So it's actually Eddie Crap.
Eddie Crap.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the far side backwards. E-D-Y being Eddie, and then, I guess, how is that? C-R-A-H-P.
I feel like this is the only soundboard in existence that doesn't have a toilet flushing, and we could never use it more than now.
We should get a toilet flushing.
Eddie Crack. You got a stove down here. We get a toilet down here easy.
We could fit that in.
I gotta say, you know, I know to a certain extent I'm preaching to the choir with this. Steve, you deserve so much credit for still being able to put this together every week with everything.
Yeah, we're hanging on by a thread.
Hey,
FYI.
You know, I mean. But seriously, and Chuck, I know that you do a lot of stuff on your end with, you know, getting everything mixed, putting it up on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thank you for that, man.
Mixing drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing I'm mixing is drinks. Like, I send Steve my vocals. I have been posting the episodes. It's a
it's been it's much
a 12, it's a 12-minute a week commitment.
It's a 12-step process.
Oh, well, man, you want to get into some music? Dude.
I do. Let's listen to Open Mike Eagle nerd out on this track here.
Okay.
No shots.
The only thing I'm mixing is some drinks. That's a good title episode.
Two.
Episode title.
Episode title. Cole's dyslexic. Hashtag.
Verbally dyslexic.
Chrome Bills episode 48. Adjust your mortgage rate.
Yeah. Fuck Redding, California, cause shit's pretty racial there. I'm envious of anyone with full-grown facial hair, yeah. I'm always in between haircuts, but FDR said it ain't shit to be scared of. Huh? He must have never smoked herb. Been beaten by his dad or heard bad spoken word. I got a pretty mean overbite. I'm still trying to navigate the settings on my Focusrite preamp. Condenser mic attached with a C-clamp. Weed on the patio, chiefing under the heat lamp. Yeah, or sneak in with a G-pen and take that shit to church and stay high all weekend. Yeah, I'll fucking interrupt your telecast hella fast with blonde wig and blue-eyed Ellen mask. Watch me dance. Are you watching? I'm cold. Yeah, we should invest in inner ear monitors and start our own niche and gain little weird followers. Yeah, they make the flyest orthotics and make decent movies out of Alan Moore comics. You can use Facebook to learn gang signs, and creepers can stalk all the exes at the same time. And if your rap career ain't hitting, you can rap over videos of kittens. It's the golden age. Tell the internet how you got fucked over and buy a minivan with 17 cup holders. Legal opiates, have yourself a fever dream, and you can watch a video of the Bible's deleted scenes. And nobody ever has to pay for anything, which is pretty cool because everybody's unemployed. I changed my rap name to Lil Wonder Boy. Change your rap name to Little Lord Fauntleroy. And we can rap about all the different candy bars. Try to get sponsorship from Mounds and Almond Joy. And whatchamacallit? And Nestle Crunch and Kit Kat. And shit, Toblerone. And watch Twin Peaks on your mobile phone. And take a shot so you don't feel your broken bones. And move close to home, or don't move out to begin with. Smoke herb for your gout and your shin splints. This new colorful weed is pretty intense. There's thin mints that you can get after you finish wind sprints. And I think that's it. But ain't all that shit is great, right? That shit is cool.
Also, all the hip-hop guys always have a giant posse also.
Yeah, I don't have them in the...
No hip-hop guys?
No. Why would I?
You don't have anything to ask them.
So why don't you play guitar? Got samples. Now, are you rhyming instead of singing? All right, let me break here.
Yo, Chuck is currently making a drink
with extra olives.
But he just missed the outro of that song being an interview with Ron and Fez, which I feel like he would get a huge rise out of.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What was Chuck, it? Sorry.
The outro of that song was like a snippet from a Ron and Fez episode, like one of his interviews with Ron Bennington.
From Open Mike Eagle? No way. I'll have to check that on the playback.
Yeah, so you need to listen on the playback.
I had no idea.
It sounded like they put like a vocal effect on it, but that was definitely Ron Bennington.
I almost thought it was him talking to the engineer.
No.
Because it had that, like, what was Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Like the two crazy bad guys from the moon, I think.
Oh, the Moonanites?
Moonanites, yeah. Like, it had like that, we are not here to fuck around. Like, that kind of, like, very menacing, but, like, sounds like kind of a bitch kind of thing.
Yo, you know? I forgot how much I really liked fucking Aqua Teen and the Moonanites. Those guys were awesome.
Yo, that show, when you're high, that show's right.
Dude, did you see the movie? Yeah. That shit was bananas. Yeah. Dude, I saw the movie in the theaters, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With other stoners?
Yeah.
Everybody there was so stoned.
I was like, is this really happening? This fucking movie is out.
I saw something recent on I guess it was Adult Swim, the Steve Brühl show. Have you seen that?
Oh,
no,
Oh my God.
Is it Steve Brühl?
We got a Code Brown.
That was that. Yo. Over the top.
Yeah, that was that's a spinoff of Tim and Eric.
Right? Yeah.
Great job.
Wow, I can't believe I haven't seen the Steve Brühl show.
We need to show you that because it's really dope. You dummy. But we need to have you remember how it did, like on Tim and Eric, they'd have like the slap on the screen, be like, great job.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be such a dope drop.
Wow. Write that down. It'll take me a month to get that on there, but I will get that on there.
I'll send it to you tomorrow. No
cool.
Bullshit.
Cool.
Me and the homie Varrock, we would end up watching Tim and Eric and just be like, what the fuck? And then like a half hour later, like he drops something, I'd be like, great job.
It's a surefire way to get my wife to go to sleep. It's just
oh, dude, I can't stand watching it sober.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what the hell are they doing? You know?
What are you, sober, like not high?
Well, pretty much psychedelics. Have we had this talk about like when the guys from South Park once described, I think they were going to the Emmys or something, and they had dropped acid, gotten into a limousine, and then when they got out of the limousine, the acid had kicked in. And he was like, the thing about any psychedelic and the reason why certain things are funny or whatever is that transitions from one thing to the next just take so fucking long.
Right.
And then when their impact hits, you're completely thrown for a loop. Like, that's the thing about Tim and Eric. It was like the crazy shit that happens in 5 seconds. When you're high, you're just like, that took a half hour. When you're sober, you're like, I have to go change my baby. You know what I mean? Like, I have to do shit right now.
Interesting. It's the transitions.
Mm-hmm. That South Park reference you're talking about is from the documentary 1 hour episode called 7 Days to Air. About how they do the episodes.
It's not a South Park episode.
No. Yeah, it's like a documentary about making South Park. And the time at the Emmys you're talking about is when the one dude, I don't know if it was Matt Stone or Trey Parker, wore the dress. Remember he wore like the J-Lo dress from the previous year? Right. And he did say, he's like, it took so long to get out of the cab. And then when I was finally standing on the sidewalk, it was like, whoosh.
So he dropped acid, wore a dress, and went to the Emmys?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
In other words, he does not give a fuck.
He does not really give a fuck.
I think he's a genius. It's Trey Parker.
Trey Parker and
Matt Stone. But I think Trey Parker is really like, and that was one of the things I noticed by watching that documentary, was he's really the driving force creatively behind it.
Was which one?
Trey Parker. The blonde. Have you seen Basketball?
No.
Dude, that's an amazing movie in terms of, and like, especially apropos to the conversation we're just having about soccer versus the other sports, I felt like it really like pointed out how ridiculously commercialized basketball, football, baseball have become.
Okay.
So
I'm going to put that on the list.
We should have them on the show. We got Jesus coming up, episode 100. We should have...
I thought he was 50.
50. Oh, shit.
Was it 50 or 100, Chuck?
Did you text him?
We need to go back and play that nature versus nurture battle that we were teasing for so long. I think that ended up on one of the drunk episodes.
Oh, shit. What episode is that off of?
We should have Jesus judge Chuck and I battle nature versus nurture.
No, that was out.
Nurture.
That's out, Chuck. That's out. That was put out.
I know. It's out. It's out there. I just can't remember what episode.
We
got
to revisit it. Mm-hmm.
We were faded during that.
Yo, let's give a shout out to some people because I know that.
Go for it.
We got some love from the homie, Big Slop.
Okay.
Appreciate Slop. That. Stevie I. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to Bailey.
What up, Bailey?
Big shout out to Jimmy B. Big shout out to Omar.
Okay.
Big shout out to Jan. Who the fuck else we got?
By the way, shout out to Hickey. I've known Steve for... Actually, Hickey gave me a shout this week, too, and said he was really liking 47. I've known Steve for 20-plus years, and Steve Bills is the only person I know that's ever called him Stevie I.
So what do you call him?
I know his graffiti name was Relic, but I think his producer name is O Money.
Big shout out to O Money, a.k.a. Relic.
I actually talked to Cubby Bear today.
All right.
Who are you?
He told me he had listened to a couple episodes, and while he was driving one day, I think it was Big Slop that was in here talking about Odysseys. Was it People Hear What They See?
Yeah.
And so Cubby was like, oh, like I like that dude's last album, so he bought the Odyssey album after listening to us.
Dope.
Chrome Bills in action.
That's Chrome cool. Bills action, bump.
We got to give a shout out to to Dude Computer and to Dez.
Dude Computer and Dez.
Both of them hit us up and said...
the old Droog.
They were digging the You're All Droog shit, so... Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm going to put it on air. I'm going to kindly request... Who are you? Kindly request more than 8 hours notice of when they're going to be doing shows in Manhattan. Because they hit me up in the middle of the day on Monday. And I'm like, dude, that just it can't happen tonight. I mean,
so
I want to do it.
You did not perform with them all... Monday night.
I did not perform. I did not attend. That's actually part of this week's segment of shows that I missed.
Would
be Giant Gorilla Flower Petals. Giant Gorilla Dog Thing. What's the name you came up with?
It was Minuscule Mouse Flower Child.
And I'm also going to miss a show tonight that has a legitimate friend of the show, Edan, is opening up for...
Oh shit, that's tonight. Homeboy Sandman.
Homeboy Sandman at Santos Party House.
Well,
in
money
making Manhattan.
I don't know if I want to go here or not.
It was not a jab at those guys when I said legitimate friend of the show. I think you had previously referred to.
I didn't even catch that.
Just referred to someone.
To Minuscule Mouse Flower Child.
Yeah.
You had referred to someone who is not a friend of the show as friend of the show.
True that.
True.
True that.
Rain it in, fellas.
Where did Giant Gorilla Dog Thing perform?
I think it was at Webster Hall.
Indeed.
Dope.
Where is Edan performing?
That is at the Santos Party House, which is a venue I've been meaning to check out that was opened by Andrew WK, who is like a... Is that a punk artist or like a heavy metal artist?
He was like a rock and roll... Yeah, rock and roll.
He's definitely not a rapper.
Not a rapper.
Not yet.
Not everybody can be. One day, he's probably a DJ, but he's not a rapper.
He definitely DJs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got some nice mashups.
By the way, very quick, Shock G and Silk the Shocker present this week's Shocking Rap Lyric of the Week.
Thank you for doing this, actually.
Maybe 69 or 68, I'll make Raven Simone call Date Rape. That is the one and only Notorious B.I.G. from Dreams of Reckon and R&B Rich.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, to shoehorn that into a song where you've basically... I mean, you've thrown the gauntlet down.
Like,
this is a song about not only what I want to do with these women, but I'm just going to assume that they would do it with me.
Mm-hmm. I think he's assuming they would not, because they're going to call date rape.
Well, that's the thing. He only chose to say it about one of them. And then was she kind of young at that point?
Oh, very young.
Okay.
I think she was very young. Getting
weird I think it was going to be too double time if he said statutory. Mm. Make Raven Simone call statutory rape.
Wow.
You could get away with a lot more back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Not like now. They should have, you know how they have red light cameras? You should have pedophiliac line cameras.
I think it would be half the industry would have been out.
Out the dough.
Didn't KRS had a song called 13 and Good, right?
Wow.
Ain't good or is good?
Like 13 and Good.
I thought he was talking about like too many beers.
What about that Tame Dog song called You Can Play in the Dirt?
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Tame Dog had that. He's basically like, I'm so antisocial, I said fuck you to like 4 million people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do I care if you think I'm into young chicks?
He doesn't give a fuck.
I think you're thinking of 10 Dog. I was thinking of Tame Dog.
Oh, I thought you said Tim Dog. My bad. Oh, shit.
Imaginary rapper Tame Dog.
I just throwback. You know, I feel like that's
an old school throwback right there.
Yeah, we're missing that.
Are we thinking about doing a clip show anytime soon? I feel like we're getting...
I think Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah,
okay.
We got till Christmas.
Okay.
We got some,
I thought
stuff.
50.
What is that, like a week from now?
It's
June 12th.
Yeah.
We're good. What's up?
No, sorry, my mic went out for a second. My mic went out.
Yeah, your mic is cutting out right now.
Just blow it.
Yeah. No,
we're back. Just blow on that mic.
Blow on that mic. No, I was going to say, I thought for 50 we could pull one clip each.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm falling behind writing stuff down because there's an action-packed episode.
Definitely.
A lot of cliffhangers, a lot of segues. And I'm doing my best to keep track.
No, I think we're good.
No.
All right,
if you're wondering why I haven't gone on a diatribe.
I wanted to talk to you about Mayhem... Loren or Lauren, Chuck?
Okay. Which one is it?
So is it Ralph Lauren or is it Ralph Lauren?
Interesting way of posing the question.
No, because the dude is he's into the polo heavy. That guy, Mayhem Mayhem Loren. Okay. Or Mayhem Lauren, depending on what. However, the polo dude, Ralph. Is it Ralph Lauren?
Was it Ralph, Ralph or Ralph, Ralph A?
Ralph. Ralph.
Somebody out there with some polo knowledge, help us out.
Yeah.
I've heard it both ways, right?
Call it. What's the phone number that I call every day?
612-888-DIFF.
DIFF.
And still nobody. How long has it been since somebody's called that number?
Even a better question in terms of how ineffective it's been. Yeah. How long has it been since any of us checked? Because I haven't.
No. He gets an email.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nobody calling.
It's like a bank account that's got no money in
Ain't
it.
Ain't nobody calling.
Like, there's no reason for me to check.
I think
you.
That's actually why Hickey and Big Slop actually posted like a repost, because you were like earnestly asking people, please spread the word.
Yeah, hands and knees. Like, I'm not bullshitting people. I'll do what it takes. Like the 75 Steelers.
He ain't
I'll
too
do
proud
what it
to
takes.
Beg. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
We make a good product.
What
you know?
Was the what was the Miami Heat Spurs prediction on Monday when we posted?
I think we all said that
we
one
all
of
said
them
one,
would be
one.
Up 2-1.
Okay. Okay. It was, yeah, it was 1-1, right? Joey Splits is in effect.
Joey Splits, kid. Yo, I'm here. I want to get this game over with and get the fuck out of here. I got to go to church to marry.
Well, goddamn. All right, so yo, let's check out this track that you sent me, Chuck.
I don't even want
to. No, well, I can do that one, but I was going to play the rap one first.
Keep saying that. That's what it is right now. Okay.
Busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I tell them busy is my best friend. That's it. I didn't plan it though. It's just the way it went. I'm saying busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I'm saying busy is my best friend. That's all. I didn't plan it though, it's just the way it went. Spend my nights bent and my days on edge. Anxious, can't remember my last night in the bed. Couch hopping, never said I was without options. It's just that I'm locked in a perpetual round robin. More than my own home, I'm at the compound. More often than my mom's house, I'm at Khan's house. On route more than on location. Loco days spent in so many stations. Radio, bus, train, straining to sustain. Save money, save faces, save me from much pain. Trying to gain wealth was something I enjoy doing. Pace myself, but really keep the ball moving. We build it, so grind mode is reality. A state of mind, an elementality. You say you want it, okay, well how badly? I'ma be honest, it's not a phase or a fad to me. Busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I tell them busy is my best friend. That's it. I didn't plan it though, it's just the way it went. I'm saying busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I'm saying busy is my best friend. That's all. I didn't plan it though, it's just the way it went. Yeah. Busy is as busy does. That's why my schedule was plentiful and filling up. That's why my sessions are incredible and ill as fuck. That's why my family and friends don't see me as much. Peace, peace, what's up? How you been? Staying busy, you know. Trying to stay sane, trying to make a living, you know. I'm away to the lab just on my grizzly. After that, it's off to the grizzly to get busy. Face buried in the screen to keep my mind off of thoughts of her in them jeans. It's genuine at least. And my eyes are sore, cause it's 6 a.m. I've been sitting there since the night before. Answer emails, write galore. Searching for the band called Fuse in the iTunes store. Life is short, sign to pour it all in. Geronimo with my soul, rocker Ken singing. Busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I tell them busy is my best friend. That's it. I didn't plan it though, it's just the way it went. I'm saying busy is my best friend. Some people asking me exactly what that meant. I'm saying busy is my best friend. That's all. I didn't plan it though, it's just the way it went. My people facing hardships, trying to make deposits. Working day to day to pay the rent or pay the mortgage. One check away from being on the street. All my peeps who were there one check ago. It's deep when that check took a rain check. You in the rain drenched, waiting for a better to get next to some heat. My peeps that got seized, trying to raise them right. And at the same time, find your own place in life.
working nonstop day and night to accomplish what you constantly would say you might. For my people that return to school, no loans, working too, with no family and no trust fund to turn to. Independent, more strength than some could even fathom. Balancing necessity and passion when it get so bad and it seems no one has a hand to lend. And busy is your best friend when you're trying to see your vision through to the fullest extent. Busy is your best friend when you hoping whatever you going through would just end. Busy is your best friend when you don't wanna think no more. When you hurting so bad that it's in your core, but it will hurt even more if you stop even for a second. Busy is your best friend, and busy is my best friend.